Thousands of people move to Los Angeles every year to pursue acting, but also thousands of people move out of LA every year. This industry is really, really difficult, really tough. I see a lot of people move to Los Angeles without a proper plan, without a practical preparations. It's already set yourself up to a very difficult start. That's why I want to share with you my experience and what kind of preparations, what kind of steps you should take before you move to Los Angeles. The first thing I want to chat with you is money. My advice for you is to save as much as you can. The living expenses here is really, really high. And I think a lot of people have this misconception that once they move here, they will get a job in the acting industry, in the film world, and they will get paid, everything will be fine. That's not going to happen. The money you're going to make through acting really is, trust me, it's not going to be enough. How much money do you think you need to live in LA for the first, let's say, few months? Take my living expenses, for example. I live a very frugal life. I don't use a lot of money. I don't buy expensive purses and shoes and all that. I would say my yearly living expenses is around 30,000, maybe even below 30,000, and that's considered to be very, very low. What that means to you is that you should save at least 15,000 before you consider moving here, because the first few months you may not have a job. You have to rely on your savings, and 15,000 really is not a lot. That money will go by so soon, you don't even know. If you don't have that kind of money, you are risking a lot moving here. Before I moved to LA, I actually saved up $50,000 to prepare for this move. And that money is gone super soon. Second tip I can give you is related to the first tip, which is saving money. Second tip is going to help you to generate money, which is you need to get a skill set outside of acting. If you can only act and you can't do any other jobs, you're not going to make it. You're not going to survive here. And being an actor, you need to spend tons of money on your marketing materials, such as headshot, you need to shoot a reel, you need to go to classes. Those expenses are super high, which I will cover in this video. So think about it. What kind of skills you can have that you can support yourself and can generate enough money, but it's not acting. Take myself for example. Before I moved to Los Angeles, I was a video producer. So my skill is video editing and producing. The first year I moved here, I didn't find a job right away. I didn't find a job in the first two years, I didn't have a job. I did gigs here and there, editing gigs. It's not consistent. You could have a big chunk of money this month and next month you have zero. Besides all the gigs I was doing, I also was driving Uber, Lyft, and all those delivery jobs like Postmates and stuff. It's very hard. And after 2 years, I got more and more job offers. I moved from doing gigs to part-time jobs to full-time jobs. And now I do have a day job, which offers flexible schedules so I can go to auditions whenever I want to. At the same time, have income comes in, just in case, you know, I don't make any money through acting that month. And it's very common. The third tip I want to give you my advice is that it's better you get your headshot, reel, resume done before you move here. You may ask, how do I even do that, right? So here's a strategy for that. For example, there are certain TV shows and films you really want to be in, and you go to IMDb Pro, find who are those people playing your dream roles that you wish you could play that role. Find those people and then see what kind of headshots they're taking. Because I believe the headshot photographers in Los Angeles, they have a very different style. So you want to take an example of what kind of headshot you want that will do well in Los Angeles and present that to your local photographer. You can be like, hey, I want a headshot looking like this. But not the same. Definitely shouldn't copy others. You should be you. The same goes to your acting reel. Consider get your reel done country, your hometown, with your acting friends, with your filmmaker friends, where everybody can just volunteer and do it in a very low cost. Yes, the quality might be low, but at least you have something to start. And better yet, if you can find more skilled filmmakers, more skilled actor friends, then your reel will also be more competitive. And again, why you ask, why don't I just do all this in Los Angeles? The same reason, money is just too expensive here. So think about it. If you move to Los Angeles, you already have your headshot, you have your reel, and they're already done in a very low cost but okay quality, then it's easier for you to start looking for an agency, which is the next tip. Have a list of agency and managers you want to meet already before you move here. You don't have to wait to be discovered, because that will not happen. Maybe happen one in a million, maybe happen one in a billion, but it really doesn't happen as what you see on the movie. People don't get discovered. As you can see, I am a foreigner actor in Los Angeles, so I will have a bonus tip cover the accent training later in the video, so please keep on watching. Tip number 5, where do you live? Let's look at the map of Los Angeles. As you can see, LA is really big, and I live far away, but I'll explain why. You look at the map. Before I moved here, I was like, I should live in where audition happens. But here's the thing, audition happens all over the place. I would say the most busy audition happens in Hollywood, West Hollywood, and sometimes they happen to North Hollywood, Burbank, Glendale, they all have auditions. And nowadays, Pasadena also have tons of auditions too. And it really doesn't matter where you live, you have to know the traffic here. The rule is no matter where you go, it's about 1 hour. And all the commercial auditions, most of the commercial auditions would happen in Santa Monica. So I would not suggest you to live in Santa Monica, because it's really, really expensive and traffic is really bad. It's easy for you to go into Santa Monica, but going out of Santa Monica is impossible. The rule of thumb, I would say, is the further west is more expensive, and all the way to east is relatively cheaper. If you are a newcomer in town, I would suggest maybe you consider North Hollywood, Burbank, Glendale. Pasadena is a really nice place. And also realize this, audition doesn't happen that often as you hope it would be. I would say even for a very, very busy actors who auditions all the time, maybe goes to auditions 3 times a week, I consider to be a really, really good week, right? So don't stress out if you live a little further away from Hollywood, it's not a big deal. You want to bring down your living cost first, so you can stay here longer to play this game. All in all, to sum up, you need to have a plan. Please don't just move out here and hope everything will just work out. You will have more difficulties, and trust me, this industry is already hard enough. You don't need to add any more difficulties on top of it. My last bonus tip is for foreigner actors. Before I moved to LA, I thought I would be very rare foreigner actors who doing acting here, but when I moved here, I'm very pleased to find out so many actors from all over the world, from Australia, from England, from Japan, Korea, China, you name it, every country, India, they all are here pursuing their dreams. So if you're a foreigner in your home country, if you wanted to do this, don't let this stop you. Comment below, let me know if you're a foreigner and let me know which country are you from. For all the foreigner, including myself, I want to talk about accent training. Here is, so first of all, does accent hurt your acting career? I think the answer is yes and no. Yes, because, I mean, this is America. English is the first language. All the TV shows and the movies you see is in English. But I also see it this way. If accent is a problem only when you decide it's a problem. Remember, Hollywood is a really tough town, right? Pursuing acting is really, really hard. And you have an accent, doesn't mean you don't have a chance here. Especially people like me, I'm Asian. I can play roles where you have Asian immigrants, you have Chinese people in the film. Some accent is understandable, right? But let's talk about accent training. Same rule as all other tips I mentioned. You want to get your accent training before moving to Los Angeles. I hired an accent training coach here in LA and it cost me $100 per hour. And that's considered to be the cheaper end. I have other Chinese actors here. Their coach is $200 per hour. I mean, who has that kind of money? So what I would suggest you to do is that you're still in your hometown, home country, right? Find your actor friends who speak perfect English, practice with them. Or if you want to get very professional, then hire accent coach in your hometown is much cheaper. So get all the preparations you can do as much as possible before you move to Los Angeles can really increase your chance of being successful here. Okay friends, if you think this video is helpful, is useful, please give me a thumb up. Please share this video to your actor friends who are wanting to move here and let them know what kind of preparations they should consider before moving here. Okay, thank you for watching. I'll see you next time.